Hello. Today I'm going to take a few minutes to explain specifically Paulo Freire's the concept of the banking system of education. A few weeks ago, I had delivered a longer lecture on critical pedagogy, and then some people requested that I should probably record a brief lecture or a lecturette on specifically the banking system of education and how Paulo Freire defines it and what's its significance. Freire starts discussing the banking system of education actually on page 71 of his book, which is the chapter 2, at least in the volume that I have. And he starts by suggesting, as he's talking about the educational system, he starts by saying that the educational system, a careful analysis of it suggests that it is suffering from, that it has a narrative character, and that it is suffering from a kind of narrative sickness. Now, what he means by that is that narrative sickness is that since in this educational system, the teacher is the one who tells the stories, and the student's job is to carefully listen to those stories, internalize them, and reproduce them. This constant repetition then is a kind of sickness because it's not producing any change, right? It's just maintaining the status quo, and maybe that's what is its job. And hence, when he describes the banking concept of education, what he says is that the purpose of the banking system of education and the way it imagines people is people being as manageable and adaptable being. The way the banking concept works is that it imagines the students to be the passive recipient of knowledge and the teacher to be the active depositor of knowledge. Now, on page 73, Freire uses the bank metaphor where he says that the teacher deposits the knowledge. The students can be the collector and collators of that knowledge, but they cannot reproduce, they cannot produce their own knowledge. They are just expected to categorize it, catalog it, right? And then he also gives us what are some of the attitudes and practices in the banking system of education. So let's understand it clearly. The basic concept of banking system of education is that in the process, the teacher is the active deliverer of educational knowledge, and the student is a passive vessel into which the knowledge is poured. Or the student is the receptacle within which a deposit is made, right? So that's why he calls it the banking system of education. So he gives us a few attributes or a few characteristics of this system. How are the student-teacher relationships viewed in it? And I'm going to read from page 73. Basically, the teacher teaches and the students are taught. The teacher knows everything and the students know nothing, right? The teacher thinks and students are thought about, like as a commodity to manage, probably. The teacher talks and the student listens meekly. The teacher disciplines and the students are disciplined. The teacher chooses and enforces his choice and the students comply. The teacher acts and the students have the illusion of acting through the actions of the teacher. The teacher chooses the program content and the students who are not consulted adapt to it. The teacher confuses the authority of knowledge with his or her own professional authority, which she and he sets in opposition to the freedom of the students. The teacher is the subject of the learning process while the pupils are mere objects. Okay, so what clearly comes across through this listing is that there is one dynamic which is absolutely clear in the banking system of education, and that is that the teacher is the one who has the capacity to act, capacity to decide, and the teacher is the agent, whereas the student's role is to be the passive recipient of knowledge, to be meek. The student is not necessarily consulted about how best he or she can learn. everything is decided top down. Now, that is what he calls the banking system education. So what are some of the ills of it? Okay, I mean, obviously one ill of it is that the students who go through a banking system of education will never even learn to think independently or to think critically, because what they're being told is that a good education means that they should be able to reproduce the knowledge that the teacher gives them or the text gives them. So they become good repositories of knowledge and reproducers of it, but they will not create any knowledge of their own. A concomitant effect of that then is that the system of education thus delivered, the banking system would then end up producing students who are more adaptable to the existing system, because all they're being taught is how to internalize the knowledge being given to them, how to reproduce it, right? And how to learn to adapt to the system in which they already exist. And no one is teaching them how to rethink the system, right? How to, or even critically think about the injustices of the existing system itself. So it's an ideal form of pedagogy for those in power to keep the status quo. And this is not a very far-fetched idea. I mean, we do this in our own universities. I mean, even in English departments, which claim to be, oh, we are critical and all, we still teach them the discourse of the discipline, right? We teach them how to be good students. We expect them to be obedient, meek, be on time, right? We very rarely teach them to think the university critically, to think of its systems critically. And beyond that, what most of the times we say is that if they learn the text and read them critically, they have done their job, they are good English majors, right? So what comes out in the banking system is this larger belief system that the teacher, of course, has all the knowledge, is a figure of authority, and the teacher is the depositor of the knowledge. And the student is the recipient and mostly a passive recipient of that knowledge. And the system then teaches conformativity and adaptability to the existing system. Think of it how crucial it is. I mean, most of us who do postcolonial studies talk about the famous Lord Macaulay's Minute on Indian Education. What kind of an education did he want in India? The banking system of education, right? He wanted the Indians, and I'm kind of paraphrasing, who could write and read and compute, but whose loyalties were aligned with the British, right? Indian in blood and English in their sentiment, right? And that could only be achieved by creating an educational system that doesn't teach critical thinking. So think of the system of education that was put in place by the British in India, Pakistan, all the other parts of the world, right? What we used to call board exams. Right. Exams are, we reproduce our knowledge after 10th grade in a centrally administered exam. Those papers are marked by someone else. We don't know who does it. They don't know us. But our grading depended absolutely on if we could reproduce the content that was taught to us. As a result, the last year before the 10th grade board exam, you never had any time to ask questions of your teacher. You just were doing test prep. In pretty much all major government schools and some private schools in India, Pakistan, and elsewhere in the post-colonies, the emphasis still on content learning and not on asking questions, critical of the texts themselves, critical of history, critical of the system in which we exist, because that somehow is politics and is not necessarily good for a school system. So these things still exist. The banking system of education still in American universities is the dominant mode of education. So what he proposes in the end, not end of the book, but in this chapter, which eventually becomes the field of critical pedagogy, is what he says is that we need to shift to a problem, not posting, but problem posing education. And what is that? That an education in which there is back and forth, where, you know, we co-extensively, we co-learn, the teacher and the student, where we don't just internalize information and read information and reproduce it, but where we come up with a system of education that poses questions, systemic and other questions, and tries to solve those problems. Because in that method of education then, which now is called the field of critical pedagogy, the student becomes an active participant. So to conclude, the banking system of education, according to Paulo Freire, is the system of education in which the teacher assumes the role of the depositor of knowledge, and the student is a passive recipient of that knowledge, and the student is expected to reproduce that knowledge or take that knowledge and perform certain functions. At no stage during in this process, the student has a say in as to how he or she should be taught, or is encouraged to think critically about the content itself or about the world around them. And that, in a nutshell, is what we can call the banking system of education. Thank you so much. I hope it's helpful, and see you next time. And thank you for joining me today.